today in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen. Full meals in minutes, so you have more time to do holiday shopping. A Yule log you'll love. The making of candy canes and what fun you can have with them. And Christmas dinner's do's and don'ts you have to hear. Plus, great recipes that'll have you saying,
"Ooh, it's so good."
Now in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen, along with Amy, Merle, and Brian, here's Howard.
Can you guys believe Christmas is like just about a week away?
No.
That's insane.
No.
I'm ready.
Are you?
I'm ready.
You are one of those people who like had...
September. I was going to say, you've been playing Christmas music for months now.
Yes, I admit it.
Is everything wrapped?
No. Not everything.
Now, that's unusual. What's wrong with you? Have you been sick?
No.
Because normally you have everything done by like October.
I know. But no, I'm very excited. I love Christmas time.
It's a great time. It really is.
How about shopping, like the crowds? Do you enjoy going to the mall with the craziness? Or
does anyone say yes to that question?
I was talking to someone yesterday and she said, I really like to go because I like watching people and I like being part of the craziness.
Well, I'll go to watch the people, but not buy anything. Like, I'll just stroll the mall during the holidays just to see the
craziness. You'll just go for those little samples of the orange chicken in the food court. That's it.
Why would you put yourself in a busy shopping mall?
Because it's less stressful if you're not going to buy anything. You're just there to people watch. So it doesn't matter if that guy ran into you or if he bought something ahead of you because you're not there to do anything but watch that guy do that.
And you actually get out of the mall without buying anything?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Really?
Yes, I do.
Not even something in the food court?
Not even something in the food court.
Wow. You know you're stopping at Aunyan's.
I love it.
See, so, okay, there we go.
Well, that doesn't really count because I consume it and there's no trace of it by the time I leave.
But I was actually at the mall on Thanksgiving Day.
On Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't cooking turkey?
After eating.
Okay.
Yeah. It was open and I went to go see the craziness and it was very crazy.
Yeah. I think
online shopping. That's the way to go.
Yes, yeah. I agree. It's so easy.
Just sit and click go.
My nephew was looking for a book for his son. All of a sudden, his son, who's 6 years old, loves Wyoming. Like,
what?
Really?
Wyoming, yes.
So Patty was at the store at Barnes & Noble looking for a book. I'm like, you're never going to find anything for a kid yet, unless it's a travel book. But we went online and there was like 8 books that were relevant to his age about Wyoming.
There are 8 books relevant to a child about Wyoming.
Yes, online. So we chose one.
I mean, I am going to go online literally after this.
Please do.
I
have the confirmation on the delivery right in my emails here.
There could be actually more books about Wyoming than people living in Wyoming.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
It's not many people live in Wyoming.
No, it's not.
But it is beautiful up there.
But when you go shopping, I mean, I know we recently got a question in someone asking the test kitchen, are there any easy ways to get dinner on the table with all the shopping and running around the holidays? You guys have any suggestions?
Slow cooker to the rescue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the time. That's an easy way to get around it.
And I think a lot of people, when it comes to slow cooking, they think I have to put it on the morning and it's going to take 8 hours. There are a lot of recipes, since there's so many slow cooker books out there. There are some that, you know, you can put it on even at 5 o'clock when you get home, go out shopping for 2 or 3 hours and have, you know, dinner at 8 o'clock. They don't take a full day on high.
And a lot of those recipes, if they say, you know, cook it on low for 7 or 8 hours, you just cut the time in half and put it on high and you're good to go.
Right. Or you're doing a skillet and you're done in 20 minutes.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
I have to admit that I recently purchased something for myself for this Christmas. It's an Instant Pot and it's a slow cooker / pressure cooker combo. And it's like amazing.
Wow.
I have not received it yet, but I can't wait. And I hope it will solve all
Are
this.
Are you going to bring us something, Emmy?
Someday.
Come on. Someday.
If the pressure cooker doesn't explode in her new kitchen.
Yeah.
I think it's great if you shop maybe when everyone's not. I mean, if you go during dinner hour, if you go shopping right then, it's probably a little quieter versus going at 7 o'clock after people get home, have dinner with the kids, and then go shopping. So if you can have like that little snack after work or school and then go to the mall.
Or use any remaining vacation days and go there like during a working hours.
Have you filed the correct paperwork?
Later this week, a lot of the stores are going to be open 24 hours anyway, so you'll be able to enjoy.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
So when you go shopping for your holiday gifts, do you have a list or are you just winging it when you go?
We have a category, maybe. I may not have a specific item. I might be looking for something for Wyoming or something.
Right. seems pretty specific.
Now, that depends if you're a couple or an individual. Because guys, I don't know about Howard, but for me, I just have a list in my head. Meanwhile, my wife has a detailed list of every person's name, and here's they're going to get that and that and that and that.
Sure. I can relate to
that. I bet you can.
I do that. I just can't go to the store and say, oh, I have to buy a present for Jimmy. Let me see what I can
just
find.
Just to buy something.
No. That to me is overwhelming. Yeah. There's too many options and I just need to go and get what I want and leave.
But for dinner, I mean, what are some quick ideas that people can get dinner on the table with this time of year?
Have someone else cook it.
So I like that one.
But going out is not a fast way, because if you go out to any, you know, if you do fast food, obviously, but if you sit down, it's still an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, easy.
And you can cook dinner, clean up, and save yourself a lot of money and buy a nicer gift for me.
Okay.
For example, instead of wasting that money at the restaurant.
I think a good tip is to make something ahead. So take one day where you're not maybe as busy and then prep ahead, you know, make something that can be frozen. So that way later on in the week, you can just unfreeze and, you know, warm it up or cook it, bake it.
That's similar to thawing.
Yeah.
I use
the technical terms, Howard.
You correct me on many. That's fine. I'll take it.
And there's nothing wrong with looking to the freezer for help. You know, it makes shortcuts a lot of times. It makes things go easier.
But a big batch of lasagna, you make a big lasagna or a big ziti or something like that. You can freeze part of it or just keep it in the fridge and just whittle it down all
week.
Yeah,
that's what we just did a couple of nights ago, in fact. Big lasagna, cut up, freeze it. Now we've got quick, easy dinners after coming home.
And soup. I mean, soup is dirt cheap. So just make a big pot of soup or chili, something like that. That, you know, nice couple rolls, dinner's done, you're out the door, you're shopping.
And if you've got kids, I mean, maybe you can have them, you know, help you prep things or help make dinners. If they're old enough, maybe they can make dinner one night and you can sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Or you could shop for them.
And
that's a great idea.
And I think kids will eat more variety of things if they help out making
it. They do.
I think that's so important. You know, sometimes mom puts in front of you and it's like, I don't want that. But if they made it and is like, I got this from the garden or I picked it out. Wow, that's pretty cool. Does that work in your house?
No. Okay. Sorry. But I will tell you, my neighbor and I are good friends. And when things get crazy, you know, we like to cook for each other. So whatever we're making, we'll just make a double batch. And we share it. And then I don't have to worry about dinner the next night.
There you go.
She's giving me something.
How does that work for you, Merle?
I got to start making better friends with my neighbors.
You need to know your neighbors first, Merle.
Oh, goodness.
How about breakfast for dinner? Anyone
love it? We do that regularly.
And that's inexpensive.
Love it.
I mean, you do some pancakes and sausage for dinner.
Eggs and bacon toast. I mean, just basic breakfast.
Right. And that is fast. You know, you get it out there. It's inexpensive. All sorts of good stuff.
You know, since we were talking about like some quick and easy dinner ideas for the holidays, we have a couple of recipes on MrFood.com that I want to make sure our readers and listeners know about.
Everyone.
So we have a recipe for 15-minute glazed pork chops, and this one's just done in the skillet. Obviously, it only takes 15 minutes, and it is very simple, very delicious. And we also have another recipe for quick as a wink Greek chicken. And
that's good.
Yeah, that one is delicious. It's got a bunch of Mediterranean flavors in it, and that one only takes 20 minutes. So go to MrFood.com and check those out.
So this holiday season, again, pull out your slow cooker, your pressure cooker, maybe dinner for breakfast or breakfast for dinner. You can try it either way and see what works for you, of course. Again, don't forget those people in your life who have helped you, maybe make an edible gift, and you'll be saying, ooh, it's so good.
Coming up, Santa's favorite cookie recipe, and we'll answer the question, what is the half-life of a fruitcake? As we find out what's cooking in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen.
Attention baby boomers and seniors, introducing Vantage Therapeutic Walk-In Baths. Never worry about falling in the tub again.
After two knee replacements, I needed help just to get in the tub for a shower.
I want to stay independent and in my home.
With a Vantage Walk-In, it's like having your own personal hot tub, so you can bathe, relax, and ease the pain in your muscles and joints. Your Vantage Walk-In Bath includes therapeutic features like hydrotherapy jet massage, aroma, microbubble, color, and ozone therapy. It's like getting a massage every time you take a bath. So call now to receive an instant cash rebate and a free in-home consultation.
I love my Vantage and my knees feel better.
Call now for a free, no-obligation in-home consultation. You qualify for an instant rebate and we offer affordable financing options. Call 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955.
800-619-4955.
This advertisement is neither an offer to lend nor a commitment of funding. Penn Funding is a marketing and information firm for business.
Attention, small business owners. Penn Funding announces the easiest and fastest business funding program, the Platinum Business Account.
We needed cash, fast. Business is good, but this is an emergency.
We needed some new equipment, and the banks wouldn't help us.
At Penn Funding, we like to say, yes, you're approved. With your Platinum Business Account, you could qualify for up to $50,000 or more. Call 800-755-5357. 800-755-5357. This amazing new business account funding program is so effective, you could have the cash you need in just days.
I called Penn Funding and had my money fast.
Call now for your Platinum Business Account. If you've been in business for at least 6 months, you could qualify for up to $50,000 or more in just days. Call 800-755-5357. 800-755-5357. 800-755-5357.
Christmas desserts. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Got my attention.
With the holiday right around the corner, now's the time. We probably know what we're serving for our main course. We have maybe some cocktail parties and we're having people over, but the desserts to me are the most important part of the any entertaining family get together. Favorites.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm serving yet for dinner, but I know what I'm making for dessert.
Wait. Amy doesn't know what she's making for
Christmas. I'm trying to make everybody happy, so I'm taking a vote. And so
the vote, you know what happens when you vote.
Hey, be like my mom. It's on the table. That's dinner. And if you don't eat it, you're going to starve. It's that simple.
There you go. Well, I'll figure out the rest, but dessert's the most important part.
It is. You know, there's some desserts that just look amazing as well as taste amazing. Let's start with maybe talking about those. Anyone ever make a Yule log?
No, but I've seen them and they're awesome.
I've never made one, but they look awesome, but also difficult. Like
they're not.
Yeah, they do look hard to
this
make.
Isn't that burning log on television that we watch on Christmas morning.
No.
That's called the Yule log, you know.
It's supposed to resemble the Yule log, that Yule log.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically it's a light sponge type cake. And again, you can even do this with a cake mix to make it easier. You bake it like on a rimmed baking sheet. And as soon as it comes out of the oven, you roll it up in a clean kitchen towel, which is going to allow it to...
It doesn't break.
It doesn't break because it's still warm.
Okay. Right. Like I've seen you guys do it here in the test kitchen, but I feel like if I were to attempt it, it would be like earthquake
I'm
cake.
I'm envisioning disaster.
Yeah.
So you take it out, you flip it over onto a clean dish towel, shake it out of the pan, and then you take the towel and you actually roll it so the fabric is in like the jelly roll part.
Okay.
You let it cool like that. As you unroll it after it cools, the cake will have like a springy effect because it sort of holds its shape. Then you frost it with whether it be chocolate or jelly for a jelly roll, roll it back up and then you frost it.
And you're supposed to frost it to look like a
right. So
log.
If you do like a chocolate frosting on it and then you take a fork, which is probably the easiest, and sort of come down and do a swirling motion, it'll look like the bark.
Oh, that makes sense.
The bark. And yeah. Then you can take like a little extra frosting, make a technical term, I think would be a blob, and then make a little circle. It would look like a knot in the tree. And then you can take little
cranberries.
Or, I mean, meringue mushrooms. You can make mushrooms out of meringue and things like that. Little cocoa on top. And it looks really pretty. We actually did one in our the Ultimate Cake Mix and More cookbook. It was a chocolate Yule log. Again, it's in there if you like to bake and you want quick and easy recipes, all starting with either cake mix or brownie mix. Check out on MrFood.com. Just hit the shop button and you can find our cake mix and more.
Is that the new book?
That is the new book, or wherever books are sold. Great
excellent.
Gift. If you
nice haven't. Gift for the holidays.
It's yeah. An amazing gift.
The photography in that book is amazing.
You just want to eat the book.
I do. I think I gained 10
fiber.
Pounds reading
A lot
it.
Of fiber in that book itself.
But the Yule log sounds easy to make, but it looks really impressive. If you serve it to your guests, they're going to ooh and ah.
They will.
It.
It's one of the things you can put as a centerpiece of the table. Just put it out there and then cut it up for dessert. We also have a really nice one in the Cake Mix and More cookbook. It's this like a Santa Claus cake, Holly Jolly Santa cake, I believe it's called. It's a red and white layered cake, frosted with white, and then we take strawberries and make them look like little Santas.
They are so cute. They're like little Santa snowmen.
They're adorable. They're adorable. So easy to make. To me, that's a showstopper. Again, you can get that in the book if you're looking for it. It's not on our website, but a real showstopper for the holidays. Other desserts.
Well, I think every family probably has their own favorite traditional Christmas dessert, right? So, mm-hmm. Merle, what do you guys do?
We always have a Carvel cake because we love ice cream.
Nothing
cake.
Says homemade like a Carvel cake.
That is so funny.
They make them in like a like themed seasonal shape, so they always have
this
a...
This is not a paid endorsement, I assure you.
They have one that's shaped like a snowman, and that one always makes an appearance at our dessert
You have to
table.
See Merle's face
yeah,
right
I was
now.
About to make a comment.
Merle's face is like all smiles.
I love ice cream cake.
Her cheeks are about to burst.
You can't even see her eyes because yeah. she's squinting from her huge smile. You love this.
I love ice cream cake. I even asked for one for my birthday.
Merle,
so good.
If Carvel called and wanted to send you a cake for this
yes,
little endorsement.
Yes, 100 times. Aside from the Carvel cake, we do a lot of typical Latin American pastries. We always have a flan, a tres leche, three milks cake, I guess, in English. Those are just traditional for us. How about you, Amy?
We always have a spice cake.
Mm.
Which
Does the spice
cake have raisins in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It does, or at least our version does not. And it's a very simple cake, but it's just something about it, tradition, and we love it. And you cut it into little wedges and dunk it in your milk. And, you know, you don't even use a fork. You use your fingers when you eat it.
Wow. Ooh. Holds together in milk.
Yeah, I do that with prime really rib. Good. I do everything with that. I mean, it's a fork? Like, really?
What do you need a fork for?
Ice cream, I'm on maybe with a spoon, but. How about Christmas cookies?
Well, let's
slow down with that response there.
Well, I'm thinking like there's so many different kinds because I always bake a bunch of different kinds and then give them out as gifts to the neighbors. Mm-hmm. But like Santa Claus has to have chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he's fanatic for that.
Yeah.
Though we have done Oreos.
Have you?
Yeah. And some carrots for the reindeer.
Always carrots.
Oh, that's
yeah.
nice. Yeah. Do you guys make a lot of cookies and desserts in your house, Howard?
Well, we go up to my sister-in-law's and one of her aunts makes the best Italian Christmas cookies with a little bit of anise in it. Mm-hmm. And the glaze, they're delicious. So
you
I love
You had me until you said anise.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either, Amy. Nope. No, I'm not.
No, but
some sugar cookies, I'm pretty happy.
But I love the whole Christmas cookie routine, the tray. That homemade Christmas cookies are amazing.
Oh, you mean
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
The tins of Christmas cookies with
no,
500.
I'm sorry.
My father-in-law, Pop, just brought that.
Two
yesterday.
For $5, two. Right? Yeah.
No, I think he spent a little more than that. But
okay. Oh, I love those tins. You mean those blue circle tins?
Yes.
Well, this one's actually kind of a British thing. Ooh, to it. It's very holiday-ish with, you know, top hats and things like that. It looks very nice. And
interesting.
It'll be great for storage or to put something else in and then throw it all away.
Because I load up on those butter cookies that come in the blue tins.
You like those?
Oh, so good.
Well, Merle's checked off now.
Especially the pretzel-shaped ones.
Merle.
And I know what you're getting for Christmas.
And how about the ultimate?
Don't say it.
Fruitcake.
No.
I love fruitcake.
Ultimate for who, Howard?
I love fruitcake.
Oh, no, Brian.
I love it.
Well, we have some here, so let's pass it around.
Okay. Brian, you know, if you love it, you go first.
With a half-life of what? A couple
Brian,
of years?
Brian, since you love Thank it you. So much, you can
Thank
have
you.
It all.
I would eat all. What do we have, about 8 pieces here? Okay, I got to get this one. That one looks...
Oh, you got a center cut.
Does this one have raisins in it?
I don't think it does.
I was introduced to this as a kid when my parents would get the Nabisco fruitcake. It wouldn't make it through the holidays.
Really?
I'm talking about a huge fruitcake.
I thought this stuff was dry. Like, I've never had fruitcake before, but like, this is extremely moist.
So you're judging your fruitcake.
Yeah.
You don't want yours?
Oh,
that's bad.
Pass it my way. This is great. Wow. Hey, forget lunch. I got this.
You know those big cheeks we were talking about a second ago with Merle?
Thank you.
And the Carvel cake? She just had the same big cheeks, but it was for a different reason.
Wow. So I can say for certainty that I do not like fruitcake.
What don't you like about it?
It has a fake candied taste to it.
It has dried candy in it.
Is there peppermint in it?
No. You're just smelling that from your candy cane cocktail. But about 6 or 7 years ago, we went to Georgia, a little town called Claxton. And they had Claxton Fruitcake. And there's two fruitcake companies in town. Who would think? Claxton Fruitcake Company and the Georgia Fruitcake Company.
I'm envisioning like the right Twix and left Twix.
This is a third generation, the Claxton Company. We actually did a segment for our TV show there. Huge ovens. You know, all they do is fruitcake. They have a shelf life of practically a year. So right after Christmas, they start building them for next year. And they make round ones. They make the logs. They make cookies. And they ship them everywhere. But they dump in like, you know, 10 pounds of dried cherries and dried pineapple. And it's basically a cement mixer, it looks like. It's a huge cement mixer, and they put in the flour and the sugar.
That sounds about right.
And the rum, and they do it. Oh, my gosh. It's so much better than this.
So there's rum in there?
Some there are.
They usually marinate the fruit a little bit with rum. This is really the only one fruitcake anyways. It just passes around.
Yeah.
Fruitcake is like one of those vintage desserts. Like when I think of other vintage Christmas desserts, I think of figgy pudding.
Yeah.
Is there a song that goes with that, Amy?
There is.
How's it go?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And so on and so on.
Oh, get to the good part. Where's the figgy pudding part?
Bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding.
But do we really want someone to bring us some figgy pudding?
Not, it's not figgy pudding.
Right now.
It's not figgy pudding. It's figgy pudding. And it's not friggin' pudding.
What is figgy pudding?
It's a pudding made with figs.
So it's just like boiled figs?
But it's steamed. It's actually steamed almost like a cheesecake in a water bath. So it cooks really slow, sort of bread pudding, figgy pudding.
So is that the same thing as steamed pudding? Because I've seen
very similar, yes.
Okay.
So lots of great desserts for the holidays. Make sure you choose your favorites early. Make them homemade if you can. Try one thing this year that's a little different. And together, we're going to be saying, ooh, it's so good.
And still to come, everything you ever wanted to know about candy canes but were afraid to ask. And how to feed those 5 unexpected Christmas dinner guests. We'll tell you how, right here in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen.
Attention baby boomers and seniors, introducing Vantage Therapeutic Walk-In Baths. Never worry about falling in the tub again.
After 2 knee replacements, I needed help just to get in the tub for a shower.
I want to stay independent and in my home.
With a Vantage Walk-In, it's like having your own personal hot tub, so you can bathe, relax, and ease the pain in your muscles and joints. Your Vantage Walk-In Bath includes therapeutic features like hydrotherapy jet massage, aroma, microbubble, color, and ozone therapy. It's like getting a massage every time you take a bath. So call now to receive an instant cash rebate and a free in-home consultation.
I love my Vantage and my knees feel better.
Call now for a free, no-obligation in-home consultation. You qualify for an instant rebate and we offer affordable financing options. Call 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955.
Still to come, we'll take you inside the making of candy canes. Plus, the things you need to know to make sure you don't recreate scenes from a Christmas vacation in your home. Plus, great recipes that'll have you saying,
ooh, it's so good.
Now in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen, along with Amy, Merle, and Brian, here's Howard.
Growing up, did you guys have candy canes around the house? Was that like the signature?
Yes.
Today, everyone gets so fancy. They have
hanging on the trees, the only place we ever had.
Hanging on the trees?
Us too. The little mini ones.
Yep.
Wasn't a big fan of the eating them, but...
Did you unwrap them before you put them on the tree?
No, they were wrapped.
You kept them wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep them wrapped too.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if visitors wanted to go get one, I guess they could, but...
Visitors as in mice or... visitors as in nephews.
Well, now that we have a cat, everything on the tree is open game, so
oh,
I'm in
no.
trouble.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because they always used to keep the candy canes up high because the dogs would get them.
Oh.
Our dogs aren't that smart.
We use them in all kinds of decoration in my house. Like,
do you really?
Lace them on the table and make them into a pretty shape, and you've got a decoration there. I mean, just hang them on... I don't have a mantle, but hang them on anything that they could be hung on. Oh, instant Christmas.
We used to gift wrap and then put a candy cane like as part of the bow.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom does that.
That's nice. That's nice.
It's just a little touch. Like, here's a little sweet thing. And if the gift sucks inside, it makes it a little nicer because at least it was wrapped pretty.
I like the ones that are rainbow colored, though.
Oh.
Not just red and white.
Yeah, Merle's not a big fan, she said.
The green and white and red ones or the...
Yeah, well, there's yellow in them, too. They're like,
I have seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have all colors now because since they come in so many different flavors, like a sweet tart one that's like almost neon colored and it's a rainbow neon. And I've seen them in green and in blue. And
Lifesaver actually licensed their name to a candy cane company. So they have all the Lifesaver flavors as well as Sweet Tart does. And
those are all so good.
I might like that.
I might like that too. I'm not a fan of
that's
the peppermint ones.
Different, yeah.
A number of years ago, we went to Bob's Candy Cane Company, which has been bought out since. This was a huge, huge factory. All year long, they would produce candy canes. And 3 weeks before Christmas, the warehouse would be empty. And then all year long, they would just, I mean, it was like football fields.
Oh my goodness.
They brought in 2 trainload carts of sugar and 1 of corn syrup a day.
Wow.
That's a lot of sugar.
Holy cow.
I just imagined myself diving into that while you were talking. Sorry.
Anyone see Merle?
Swimming through the sugar.
What's a train car? Like 118,000 pounds?
I never weighed a train. Like it's huge.
It's huge.
And then they would take it and they would melt down the sugar and with the cornstarch, and then they would go through the whole process. But they would by hand fold these big blocks of sugar with the flavoring in it and the color, and then it would get fed into these tubes that made it from like the size of almost a telephone pole log, and kept making it down by rolling it until it came up the size of candy canes.
Wow.
And I read somewhere that what makes them shiny is the pulling part of the process. That's why they keep pulling and pulling, because the more they pull, the shinier the candy cane comes out.
Look at that.
So that's
I did not know that.
Boy, mm-hmm. Would that be a piece of trivia that's worth talking about during Christmas dinner.
And also that the crook is made after the candy cane is packaged, which seems kind of like difficult.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still warm when it's wrapped.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That was my question. Are they reheating it in the packaging and trying to do it?
And then they just do a little bend to it. And that's a very proprietary thing. I remember when we were shooting at Bob's, they would let us shoot everything, but not how the actual cane part was made. So if you're thinking of making candy canes at home, I can't help you out there.
You know why they bend it, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
To resemble the shepherd's crook.
Yep.
And I want to share a fact that I found that I thought was really interesting. Apparently, the world's longest candy cane was created in 2012 by a pastry chef named, and I'm probably going to mess this up, Alain Roby or Alain. He's from Geneva, so it could be pronounced anyway. And that candy cane was 51 feet long.
Holy smokes.
He beat the previous record, which was 38 feet. He has 3 world records. This was his 3rd one. His first one, he created the tallest cooked sugar building. And his 2nd record was the tallest sugar sculpture. So this guy is basically a sugar master.
How do you not know him?
Right?
And you know what he says at the end of each project?
What?
Sweet.
Ba-dum-bum.
I'm sorry.
Well, Howard, you'd have something here on the table that's pretty cool. I've never seen this done before. You made a little place card holder out of candy canes.
That's Santa's place card holder. So what you do is you can use either the
Santa's coming.
He is. Well, obviously.
Put it out with the cookies.
Don't tell anybody.
So you take 3, you can use mini or you can use full size candy canes, and you put the rounded part on the bottom, and then you take a ribbon and tie those together. You take a name card and you write who's coming to your dinner, and maybe Merle's is over there. Put Merle on the card, and then you slide it in the hooks. So it's sort of like a picture frame, an easel.
Yeah, it's like an easel.
It's like an easel per se. It's more like a book holder. If you have a book holder, or how you have a recipe book and you keep the pages open, the card, the name card would actually go where the pages would go.
It's a great idea, and it's really simple.
It's really cute.
And we have how to do that on MrFood.com. If you search candy cane placeholders, you'll find that there.
Another decorating thing you could do that, use with that. If you have pictures from past Christmases, like I've got a lot of little Polaroid pictures and things.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
This is perfect for that.
Yeah.
A little decorating.
I love that.
Polaroid pictures you took back in Bethlehem.
Back in Bethlehem. You know, the kid, you know, think, go back when the kids were like 2 and 3 years old and going to see Santa and things like that. And that would be a great way to put those around the house and decorate.
That's nice. It's probably Susie's idea. It's not yours.
It probably would be.
Don't go taking credit.
It's probably a great conversation starter too.
Yes.
Around the table.
Plus, you can eat those candy canes. You go right ahead.
Right.
Yeah. And there's so many more things to do with candy canes, because every year there's 1.76 billion, billion candy canes purchased in the U.S.
Purchased.
That's crazy. We have a lot of great desserts on MrFood.com. We have a bark.
Yeah, Patty made some peppermint bark the other day that was off the hook.
So it had like a...
Well, tell us about it.
Off the hook.
You guys almost missed that one.
I know.
Wait a minute. Oh.
Come on. It was delicious.
So it actually was the chocolate, and then she broke the candy cane on... crushed it on top of it.
Right.
And one of my favorite ideas/recipes that we've made here is the hot cocoa dippers, which you can get on MrFood.com. It's basically like you take a ginormous marshmallow and you stick a little mini candy cane in it. I guess you could use a full-size candy cane. And you coat the marshmallow in chocolate, and you can use it as a stir for your hot chocolate.
Oh, that's a cool idea. Even for the cocktails. I mean, like here we have candy cane cocktails in front of us.
What is this?
And it's a bit of peppermint schnapps. Or liqueur, and it has some 7-Up or Sprite you can put in there, and then candy canes, and it's just got a little bit of a kick to it and a nice minty flavor. And
me like.
Why is my candy cane disappearing?
Yeah, and mine's
it's naked, Brian.
It's naked.
And it's nice because it colors the drink. So the drink is a nice orange.
Yeah, when you brought it out, it was almost clear. And yeah. Now it's pink and it's really pretty.
Merle, that and fruitcake.
Whoa. You said you put a...
Just a little bit of peppermint schnapps.
Just a little bit, right.
I think all the peppermint came off the cane.
It's nice and smooth. I like that a lot.
I'm going to have the freshest breath in the office today.
Nobody will know.
Are you drinking? No, just smell my breath. But it's really nice if you take like candy canes and you put them in a Ziploc.
You okay there, Brian?
I'll be all right.
But don't put it near the electrical equipment. This whole place could go. I don't want to say anything, but the bottom half of your cane fell off, Brian. There's medicine for that.
I know. I'll go to the doctor for that. So,
but if you crush them in a Ziploc style bag and then you dip a glass in upside down in a little bit of water and then sort of bread the rim with the candy canes, it makes a nice look. You have like a crushed candy cane sparkling edge to your drink. And then you can put sangria or whatever.
And we have those candy cane cocktails as well on MrFood.com. So check those out.
And it's different from the one that Brian was just enjoying.
It actually is very good, folks.
It's yummy.
Why is your hair pink?
That's for another time.
Huh? Okay. Have you seen the crazy flavors of candy canes that are out there? I mean, obviously, we talk about the spearmint, the peppermint, and, you know, the sweet tart flavors and the fruit flavors. But wasabi?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
I think everyone's trying to follow that jelly belly, let's get weird and crazy right. With all the different flavors.
I think
all
we need to stop, stuff. Guys. This is just, that yeah. is just gross.
That's sacrilegious. Yeah.
But if you make one with cilantro, I'm sure Merle would be there.
No.
Oh, come on. You love cilantro.
I do, but I respect Santa's wishes here. Santa doesn't want wasabi on his canes.
Yeah, a gravy-flavored candy cane. Is
yes.
You love gravy. Would you eat a gravy cane?
Yes,
no,
I
wouldn't.
Oh.
Yes, I no. would.
So,
sure.
I'm sorry. Gravy candy canes is not the way any of us want to be saying. Ooh, it's so good.
Coming up, Aunt Sally brought what for dinner and how to handle that situation, plus some great recipes you've got to have for the holiday. All that and more right here in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
1-800-899-6030.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-899-6030. 800-899-6030. That's 800-899-6030.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Attention baby boomers and seniors. Introducing Vantage Therapeutic Walk-In Baths. Never worry about falling in the tub again.
After two knee replacements, I needed help just to get in the tub for a shower.
I want to stay independent and in my home.
With a Vantage walk-in, it's like having your own personal hot tub, so you can bathe, relax, and ease the pain in your muscles and joints. Your Vantage walk-in bath includes therapeutic features like hydrotherapy jet massage, aroma, microbubble, color, and ozone therapy. It's like getting a massage every time you take a bath. So call now to receive an instant cash rebate and a free in-home consultation.
I love my Vantage, and my knees feel better.
Call now for a free, no obligation in-home consultation. You qualify for an instant rebate, and we offer affordable financing options. Call 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955. 800-619-4955.
Christmas dinner.
Uh-oh.
What do you guys do for Christmas dinner? And I'm sure you have some crazy stories of your family getting together over the years.
Amy, you said you had one, and I'm dying to hear it.
Well, it was my first year hosting Christmas dinner after my husband and I got married. And he has a very large family. So between all the brothers and sisters and their spouses and their kids, we had almost 40 people in the house. Wow. First time.
First Christmas.
Yeah, there was a second.
So everybody said, well, let us help. We'll bring something. So I talked to everybody, and you know, one sister was bringing green beans, one sister was bringing potatoes, and everybody had their assignment of what they were going to bring. So Christmas Day, as the guests started to arrive, the person who was supposed to bring the green beans brought baked ziti. And then the person who was supposed to bring the potatoes brought baked ziti. And one by one, almost all of them brought baked ziti.
Wow.
So we had turkey and a whole lot of baked ziti and pretty much nothing else.
And everybody was saying, Amy, you know, George married her, but she doesn't have a good sense of planning a menu.
Yeah. And I think that was their plan, because then going forward, when they said, what can we bring? I would say, nothing. I've got it covered.
So they coordinated behind the scenes.
I think they might have. Yes.
To do you in.
They
were in cahoots.
Do you like people bringing things if you're having dinner at your house?
Sure, I don't mind.
Okay. I don't. I'm a control freak. I don't.
Me too.
Well, I'm a control freak too, so I'll make what I want to make. And if you want to bring something extra, then that's okay.
And it'll just sit on that table, that one over there.
I don't know who brought that, but.
Jell-O mold. I remember Aunt Judy's Jell-O mold. And of course, Aunt Judy would then ask, did you have some of my Jell-O mold? And it was sitting over there completely
untouched.
Did it
have vegetables in it? Was it one of those Jell-O molds?
I didn't get close enough to see.
There were just things floating in it, right?
There were floating things, and it could have been from Christmas vacation.
Aunt Bethany, does your cat by any chance eat Jell-O?
I don't know about the cat, but I sure am enjoying it.
It could have had cat food in it, or kitty litter for that matter. I didn't get near it.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
No. I love Jell-O, but it was here that I learned about people putting in vegetables.
That's like the 1950s, 60s.
That is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
My grandmother every year made oyster stuffing.
I love it. My dad made it.
So disgusting. Okay. And that was one of those things. Everybody had to have a little oyster stuffing, and she watched you and made sure that you ate
She watched you.
Did you try it?
And then you wash it down with a nice spoonful of pea jello or something.
Oh, Howard.
I'm sorry. They had peas.
What about you guys? What do you do?
No, we're control freaks. I'm sorry. Oh, no. We have everything there. If you ask what you can bring, just show up and have fun. This year, we're actually going up to my brother and sister-in-law in upstate New York. I do a lot of the cooking. Patty does a lot of the cooking. And it's really good. Christmas Eve is my brother-in-law is Italian, so we do all the fishes. Traditional.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
All the different types of fish, so we have no meat that time. And my Aunt Patty is Polish, has some Polish heritage there. So we have pierogies and seafood. So we have everything from lobster tail and shrimp and calamari. We have grilled, we have fried. Some people, and you hear traditional, obviously, there's ham.
Sure.
There's turkey. There's prime rib. When you go to someone's house for Christmas, what are some of the do's and don'ts if you're a guest?
Well, if you're asked to bring green beans, don't bring baked ziti.
Something more personal to you, maybe.
No, bring what the host or hostess asks you to bring. I think it's a big rule.
No, what really gets me is when people show up late. I mean, you have a party and you're having a sit-down dinner or something. You know, you figure, okay, we're going to have an hour of cocktails or a half hour of cocktails. And people show up an hour and a half late. It's like you're in the middle of the meal.
Yeah.
And like, hey, we're here. You know, sorry.
That drives me nuts.
We ran a little late. Well, you know, I already started. Do I clear your place setting? Are you going to show up? Could you have called? That drives me nuts.
Oh, here's a good one. What do you think of this? You ever had anybody show up for a Christmas dinner at your house and bring their own Tupperware?
No.
So they can take your leftovers?
They say the only way that you can, you save that until the end, but you have to do the dishes. So if you're doing the dishes and cleaning up and it's like, oh, would you mind if I blah, blah, blah? I have some in the car. You leave it in the car.
Bring your own Tupperware.
No, that's tacky.
That's a great idea.
Really?
That's why I don't like going somewhere to eat or going to someone else's house, because I don't get my sandwiches.
We end up making everything at home anyway if we're going to go somewhere, because I want the leftovers.
You want the leftovers. Yeah. We'll give care packages. We call them care packages. Here's a care package.
Right.
And it's a little bit of everything. Especially the stuff no one wanted, the Jell-O mold.
The Jell-O mold. What are some nice hostess gifts? I mean, a lot of people are going to be going to friends and families or holiday parties. What's a nice something to bring? I mean, obviously, you can bring a bunch of flowers, you can bring a bottle of wine. Those are the stereotypical, always welcome gifts. But what's something else you might recommend?
I think the wine is just, everywhere I've been, everybody brings a bottle of wine and everyone loves that.
Right. Maybe just like a little homemade, gift or a little recipe or some cookies. And again, you don't have to serve it then. It's just, here, enjoy this. some of the quick breads, you know, banana breads or something like that, wrapped in some cellophane, something from your heart, a little more personal.
Yeah, I think it depends on the family, you know, who you're going to.
And the occasion.
How well you know them. If it's Christmas, maybe you bring them something Christmas themed, like a ornament.
Holiday lotto tickets. Love them. $1. Get one for everyone. You'll look so generous.
Brian's so when like, they bring you the lotto ticket, then they eat ice cream cake, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, so traditional.
And if they win, do you get part of the winnings?
No. That's where you're like, you're welcome. You just won $1 million on my behalf. You're now indebted to me forever.
See, there is a drawback to this.
Yes. Yep.
And if you go to a holiday party, maybe it's not a family thing, but maybe someone from work has you over. What is the proper way to say thank you? I mean, obviously, thank you out the door. Do you send an email? Do you just do a little handwritten note? What's appropriate? Or just ignore them or say, hey, it was great last night. Thanks.
Let's go to Mrs. Manners.
You send a handwritten note. I'm sorry. I'm old school when it comes to that. Even like when people give my son gifts, I make sure that he does a handwritten note thanking them and we mail
it. And you send them in snail mail.
We do.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's something special about that.
Because no one gets it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. True, Steve will love receiving my thank you note this year for our holiday party. Yeah. He loves mail.
Yes. Oh, he does? Yes. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's his favorite part of the day. Absolutely.
Well, things have changed. I just have to say, I think a lot of folks out there are going to say, well, I'll send an email. And that's kind of the way it's gone.
I'll send you a Snapchat.
Thank you on Facebook.
You know, an email is kind of okay. It's like second best to me. But when I get a text, thank you.
Yeah.
No, that's me.
I have another one. And I just did this for another reason on another thing. But
that could really clarify everything.
Well, not
another reason on the other thing.
But I sent someone a thank you, but it was a video. It was me on video thanking them. Maybe we can start something new here. And that's very personal. Yeah, handwritten's great. But how about the video?
That's like Snapchat. You would do a video.
I actually got a thank you video from our car salesman after we bought a car.
Well, I would probably figure that would be correct. As he's heading for the Caribbean
now. That was the first time I had
seen
that.
Was it tailored to you or was it like,
it was.
Hello, Amy. Thank you for buying a car.
It was very personal. It was very nice.
Have you ever had you invited, maybe your neighbor and their, you know, two kids are coming to the thing, so you're expecting four, and they say, "Oh, but my sister's in town with their two kids.
Their
you don't
family.
Mind if they
oh,
come?"
Oh, that's so annoying.
Oh, I
what
hate
do you do?
That.
What do you say?
I say that's
have
fine,
enough.
But there won't be any leftovers for you.
That's a toughie.
Yeah,
it's happened.
I know. I think that is really
maybe at that point you can ask them to bring something. Like, sure, but could you please bring blah blah blah?
Well, a lot of times they're at the door. It's like, oh, they were here. You don't mind. You know, my sister. You met
that happens
the
to
lawn.
Me every year. My home, everybody knows, and Christmas is like just an open door, and we end up getting.
Be at
what
Amy's.
Time?
Do you have a kids' table?
Yes and no. We have a table that used to be the kids' table, but the kids are older now, so now we just kind of mix them all up.
Doesn't matter. The elders sit at the big table, and I don't care if they're, and we've got one, 32 years old and 26.
They still sit at
they're
the kids' table.
They're
going to
be a kids' table.
Table
because the adults are all over here.
I have yet funny. To be promoted to the
You're
adults'
not
table.
Yet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It would be really fun just to watch Merle's family for the holidays.
I would love to.
Oh, my God, be a fly
on
the wall. You know, maybe we could just show up there and just, there we
sure.
go.
Sure.
I know there's a reality sitcom there somehow.
It will be ice cream cake.
And if you are going to bring some food, you really want to make sure you bring it so you're not tying up the oven, assuming you have oven space to heat it. Bring it warm, bring salads that are
Absolutely.
Cooled or ice packs, and bring all the serving stuff. That's really important as well. Bring the tongs for the salad. Don't say, do you have a bowl I can put this in, or can I put this in the oven? Because there's probably not going to be room. So if you are going to be a guest bringing something edible that you want to serve,
That's
then
a
make
great
sure
point.
You take care of that. But together, we know what to do, what not to do, how to follow up on those dinner or invitations. And together, we're going to be saying, ooh, it's so good, all holiday season long.
And if you'd like to make any of the great recipes or see the ideas we've talked about on today's show, go to MrFood.com and click the radio button. What's Cooking in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen is a production of Ginsburg Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved. And remember, as we always say here in the Mr. Food Test Kitchen,
ooh, it's so good.